We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege, opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Appreciate that our hearts been made to feel already in the service. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Appreciate the week. Been a good week. Good week in the Lord, and we appreciate goodness of God and that He's done this week. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of the 12th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter. Very familiar scripture. I know we're going to read this morning. And be quite frank, I don't know which way to go. Today we've got just a lot of thoughts. You bear with us. Pray for us. 12th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. I'm going to start with the first verse. It says, "These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it. All the days that ye live upon the earth, ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess served their gods. Upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars, and burn their groves with fire. Ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods, and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. And thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, and your tithes, and your heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your free will offerings, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flock. There ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto. Ye and your households, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. But when ye go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that you dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes, your heave offerings and your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow unto the Lord. Ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, ye and your sons and your daughters, your men servants, your maid servants, and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he hath no part nor inheritance with you. Take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes, there thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. Notwithstanding, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the roebuck and as of the hart. Only ye shall not eat the blood, ye shall pour it upon the earth as water. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithe of thy corn, or of thy wine, or of thy oil, or of the firstling of thy herds, or of thy flock, nor of any of thy vows which thou vowest, nor thy free will offerings, or heave offerings of thine hand. But thou must eat them before the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant, thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God in all that thou puttest thine hands unto. Take heed to thyself that thou forsake not the Levite as long as thou livest upon the earth. When the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy border as he hath promised thee, and thou shalt say, I will eat flesh, because thy soul longeth to eat flesh, thou mayest eat flesh whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. If the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen to put his name there be too far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd of the flock, which the Lord hath given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat it in thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. Even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so shalt thou eat them. The unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. Only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and thou mayest not eat the life with the flesh. Thou shalt not eat it, thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. Thou shalt not eat it, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Only thy holy things which thou hast in thy vows thou shalt take, and go unto the place which the Lord shall choose. And thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever. When thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. When the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, whither thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them and dwellest in their land. Take heed to thyself that thou be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord which he hateth have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. What things soever I command you, observe to do it, thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the 12th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Now, I know this morning, I appreciate, again, that of the services we've had throughout this week. Now, I want you to think about that the Lord had told Moses to give unto the people, and I'll go back just a little bit in a few chapters here, and that the children of Israel, that the Lord made mention that they was coming to a good land. They is coming to a promised land. That's where they is headed. That's which route they was taking. And I'm going to be honest with you. They had some things that they had to battle. Now, a lot of folks thinks that, brethren, that Canaan land is out yonder somewhere. But Canaan land is that we live in the midst of today. The Bible says that when Joshua took the people over, that the very first thing that they had to do was go out to battle. So you say, well, preacher, the Lord give them that land. He give them that land, but they was going to have to fight, brethren, and run those out, as he said in this chapter, that he might run those out and do away with them that served other gods. And he even told them not to follow them in the things of which they done. Don't go after other gods. And because, my friend, it took away from that of the Lord God himself. And the Bible says that God was going to bless them in that land. And he began to tell them in another chapter that, brethren, he said, you'll abide in houses that you never have built. And he said, you'll get fruit out of the vineyard, my friend, that you never had planted. And he said, you'll have all these things, brethren, that will be yours. And he said, in the midst of those things, he said, beware lest thou forget the Lord. Now, I want to talk to us just a little bit this morning, the Lord being our helper. You bear with us. Brethren, about that, brethren, that God has brought us from. Where has the Lord brought you from? These things, brethren, in people's lives today, brethren, that have been put in the past. Amen. And brethren, they have been forgotten by that of the Lord. And the truth of it is, we ought to forget them also. It'll be a blessing unto you. It'll be a reward unto you. And brethren, it'll be a rejoicing to you just to know where God has brought you from. Would it not? I thought, as the preacher preached this week, he talked about seeing what got us where we are. Seeing what got us where we are. And my thoughts have been, as I said, all over the place. But I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, it does us good sometimes to just see where God has brought us from. Where's He brought us from? Brethren, they cried down in the land of Egypt, and God delivered them out of Egypt. Did He not? Brother, the truth of it is, they hadn't went but 3 days' journey, and they said, would to God we is back down in Egypt. I want you to look at something. Well, would to God we is back down in Egypt. We've got cucumbers. Yeah. Melons. We've got things better back down in Egypt. You brought us out here these 3 days, and we're going to starve to death. We're going to thirst to death. Listen, the Bible said, they also said, would to God we die right here in this wilderness. Now, folks, I want you to know, He wasn't talking to a young bunch. No, sir, it wasn't a young bunch, my friend, that said all them things. Brethren, it's the children of Israel. Brethren, that God had delivered because they had cried and prayed unto Him. And He delivered them. He sent them a deliverer. Did He not? Where's He brought us from? Where's He brought us from? I'm going to be honest with you. I can't help but to believe sometimes that we get to rejoicing over the fact that God has delivered us, my friend. Don't we? Where's He delivered us from? Huh? Where's He delivered us from? I've heard a lot of people testify. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Things ain't like they used to be. Glory! I'm not the man, brother, I used to be. You ain't either if the Lord's saved you. If you've been born again. It's a rejoicing. It's a rejoicing to know, brethren, that God has delivered us today. Brethren, I believe with all my heart that the three or the four leprous men that sat outside the gate, brethren, they began to talk among themselves. There's a famine in the land. They had an enemy that was out there, brethren, in front of them. And they got to talking. They said, why sit we here till we die? Why? Brethren, I can't help but to believe this morning. Brethren, when we see the state, brethren, that we're in, God's able to deliver us out of that state. Yes, He is. Bible says, my friend, that they began to ponder it over. Said, well, if we go in the city, said, there's nothing there. Said, if we go out to the enemy, said, they're going to slay us. They'll do away with us. One of them spoke up and said, it might be that they just help us. It might be. They didn't have no idea, but the prophet on the inside, brethren of that city, had prophesied. Now tomorrow about this time, said, shall the barley and the wheat be sold for so much. Brethren, and they laughed at Him. The king even said, why, if the windows of heaven might open, brethren, might this thing be. And the prophet told that king, he said, you'll see it, but you'll not get to eat out of it. Huh? One day, you say, preacher, they is in famine. Yes, they was. Brethren, these four leprous men, Bible said they went out. Brethren, they went out and the Bible said that God sent a thunder. Brethren, he sent a great noise, my friend, in front of them. And the enemy fled from all that they had. Lepers got over there and they began to see, my friend, and they began to get and hide and grab and do all that they could do. And they spoke one to another and said, "We do not well. We do not well." Said, let's take this and we'll carry it back in the city. Yeah. It must have been much. It must have been a lot. Bible says, my friend, that when they came in the city, that old king, my friend, had heard it, and they got out down there, and the horses trampled him. Did he not? Yes, sir, trampled him. Run over him. Brethren, they begin to sell barley and wheat. Brethren, can't you just remember, brother, where God's delivered you from? Where he brought you from. Things ain't like they used to be. Do you know that? I know that a lot of people says, "Why, preacher, I just had the idea that if you're saved, then you didn't ever have any more problems." My friend, that's a lie. That ain't gonna happen. I'm not one of these preachers, my friend, to tell you about, brethren, everything's a pie in the sky and everything gonna go your way and you'll never have a problem. Brethren, you'll do just exactly, brethren, like all mankind does. And we run across problems. We run across situations. We run across things. You think about Paul after God called him. My friend, and Paul accepted that of the call of God. And I'll be honest with you, my friend. He went over one day and he talked about how many times he'd been in prison. He talked about how many times he'd been beaten. And he talked about how many times he'd been shipwrecked. Brethren, you'd think, "Why, preacher, he was God's man. God had never forgot him. God had never left him. Brethren, God took care of him, brethren, until his dying day." Yes, he did. Brethren, I wonder if we remember where God brought us from. I wonder, my friend, if we just remember. You say, "Preacher, what do you do in your problems? What do you do?" Paul said he learned to be content with whatever state he has found in. Brethren, if everything was going okay, then he is okay with that. But brethren, if it wasn't going okay, he was okay with that. My friend, he knew that God was able to deliver him. Bible says that he fought also with beasts at Ephesus. Brethren, he preached the gospel, my friend, that was not accepted very much. Not very much. They didn't believe it. You know, I can't help today but to think about, brethren, these two men that come this week, brethren, I believe they poured their heart out. I really do. I believe they give all they had, my friend, to give to us, Mountain View. I believe that. I'm going to say this, my friend. I'm glad to say that there have been some folks that have received some things today. I've been in revival, hadn't you? Yes, sir. I've been in meeting. Yeah. Things ain't like they used to be. Things don't go like they used to be. A lot of people says, "Why, preacher, that's in the past. I don't want to hear about all that." I'm going to tell you something and be just right straightforward with you. You better have something in your past. Thank God you can remember. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know where the future comes from. It comes from the past. Why, preacher, we don't know if there'll be tomorrow. No, but if there is a tomorrow, what you done yesterday just might deliver you. Think about it. Think about it. Brother, I don't like that. What about Joseph in his days? The Bible said that his own brethren called him a dreamer. Do you know, he didn't dream too much. He dreamed a few things. But brethren, God made him a revealer of dreams. Did he not? Yes, sir. He give him that, my friend, because he depended on God. You don't think, my friend, that Joseph had a future? You don't think, my friend, do you know that Joseph went down? Down. He was God's man. If I know anything about the Bible, Joseph was God's man. Brethren, they put him down in the pit. Did they not? Brought him out of there. He went down to Egypt. Yes, sir. Got him on the chop block. Got him on the block down there. He was sold that of Potiphar. And it wasn't long. They put him down in the dungeon. Down, down, down. Brethren, he wound up in Potiphar's house in charge of everything Potiphar had. Did he not? Got put in the dungeon down there. Wasn't long, brethren. He is the one that's in charge down there. Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, if I was going to be in prison, I'd like to be in charge. Wouldn't you? Glory! Think about it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If I was going to go down, I'd like to be in charge of it, wouldn't you? I'd like to have the Lord stand beside me. Just like he did Paul, and he said, fear not. Fear not. Thank God, said, they ain't a one of them going to be lost. Huh? That ship was fixing to tear apart. Brethren, people going everywhere, getting rid of everything off that ship. Bible said they loosed the tackling. Yes, sir. Brother, you know what that meant? That meant they had no control. None! Brethren, Paul! Listen! They ain't none of them gonna be lost! Woo! Thank God, church! The church is going on! Thank God, don't worry about the state of the world tonight. Preacher, this world's in bad shape. You know what Paul told the captain of that ship? He said, oh, captain, he said, the angel of the Lord has stood by me this night. He said, and he's told me, my friend, that they would be none of these lost. He said, but they're going to have to abide with the ship. Yes, sir. You're going to have to abide with the ship. I'm going to tell you folks something. My friend, somebody got to stay with the boat. Do you know that? Preacher, it's just rough. I don't feel like I used to. I wonder why. I wonder why. I'm not going to preach, my friend, to you this morning. I'm just going to tell you, my friend, what God can do for you. He's already brought you, thank God, out of a horrible pit. Yes, he has. He's brought you out of things, my friend, you couldn't bring yourself out of. Do you know that? You want to die and go along with this world, then you just keep rowing. You just keep your rows in. Keep your oars in, my friend. You'll go right along with them. Do you know that? You said, preacher, that boat, after a while, the Bible says that it hit ground. The forepart stuck. And the boisterous waves tore off that of the hinder part. Yes, sir. Y'all have heard it this week. Bruce has made mention he's just got a few more boards he can grab hold of. I'm going to tell you something, folks. They ain't nothing like God reviving your heart. And reviving your soul. He'll do it. Oh, David wrote and he said, wilt thou not revive us again? Huh? He did. Thank God. He's still in the reviving business. He's still in the saving business. Why, preacher, we didn't see too many of them saved this week. We didn't see this and we didn't see that. I'm going to say this. If you'd opened your eyes, you could have seen God working. Brother, he ain't forgot us, church. No, he ain't. Let his sweet spirit pass by. Huh? Bless us like he did. Huh? Wasn't any of us worthy. Huh? Wasn't any of us, thank God. Worthy. Well, preacher, I'll disagree with you. I was worthy and that's what I come for. No, it ain't. You think about it. Think about it. Rather than just think where you used to be. Rather before God come in your life. These men, these women alike, my friend, that God has used in the scriptures. And he's blessed them. He didn't do everything for them, but he's blessed them. I'm glad, my friend, that God has brought me from something. Do you know that? To something brand new. Huh? It is. It's brand new. It's new every day. Yes, sir. It's new every day. It's refreshing. Church, it's refreshing for the Holy Spirit to pass by. Is it not? I thought about these multitudes after multitudes of situations. The Bible says, and there was a man that was born of four. A man that was born of four. They heard, they knowed where Jesus was. He is down at the house. And brethren, they got down to the house. This man wasn't able to carry himself. And they was four that bore him. Four that took him. Four. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I wish somebody cared for me. There's one that cares for you. And the truth of it is, there's more than you'll ever know. Yeah. That'll be your brothers and sisters if you just humble yourself and just allow that of the Lord to pass by and come into your heart and your life. These four come down to the house and they was pressed. There was no room, none. Bible said that they went up on top of the house and they removed the covering. Did they not? And they let him down. let him down in the mist. And Jesus, the Bible said, you know whose faith, my friend, Jesus operated on? Well, you say, preacher, that man was there. Wasn't a man's. No, sir, it wasn't a man's. He looked up and he saw them four. He said, for your faith, brethren, that put some actions in it, hadn't it? Thank God they didn't turn around and go home. Brother, they didn't come there to go back like they came, my friend. And they didn't need the healing, but he did. And he healed him. Did he not? Healed him. Brethren, you better believe that people, my friend, that Jesus anointed their eyes with eye save. That people anointed, my friend, and when they was anointed, my friend, they come seeing. Yes, sir. You don't think that made a difference in their life? Bible says that old blind Bartimaeus, one writer says, another one said there's two of them. But they are sitting by the wayside, blind, could not see. And brethren, they heard that Jesus was passing by. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Huh? They was them around, said, hush. Keep it quiet. You know what? They wasn't blind. They didn't need what he needed. No, sir. Brethren, but he needed help. He had heard about Jesus. Had to have. Brethren, the Bible said that he cried out the louder. And you know what? Jesus heard him. Did he not? Heard him. Thank God. And he went over there and he took care of his blindness. Where has he delivered you from? Where has he brought you from? There's things, my friend, that God has done for us. And I'm going to say this. Brethren, there's things that the Lord wants to do for you this morning. But brethren, you're going to have to open the door. You're going to have to, my friend, ask him. You say, preacher, he knows all about me. Doesn't matter. You're still going to have to ask him. You're going to have to come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I don't know about you. I know we're living in a time. I know people, that my friend, their last part, their first part of their life was rough. Do you know what? Something got a hold of them. Yeah. Something got a hold of them. Amen. Jesus, my friend, come by. And thank God their last part of their life ain't like the first. Ain't like the first. It doesn't matter this morning. I don't dwell on the day I got saved. I don't go all the way back to the day I got saved and dwell on it. I don't. I can't tell you a whole lot about that and a whole lot about what happened. But I know this. It happened. Huh? Yes, sir. It happened. A change came. Brethren, not me changing. Not me just turning over a new leaf. Brethren, I want you to know one day I was doing something and the next day I couldn't do the same thing with a good conscience. Amen. Do you know that? Amen. Could not do it. Something in there said no. Huh? It didn't say no on Wednesday. But Thursday, my friend, it said no. Amen. You don't belong. Thank God there anymore. You know what? I found out he's the best thing I've ever found. Yes, sir. The best thing. I believe that God's just as able to save young people and old people alike. They, a lot of old folks need to be saved. You know that? They are. There's a lot of them. Now, I've heard people and I've talked to people and they say, "Preacher, I ain't coming to church. I ain't going to be a hypocrite." You know what my answer was? I said, "You come, thank God, get right, you won't be a hypocrite."
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
That's right. The longer you stay out there, the longer you'll stay out there. You know that? The more that you put off coming in, you say, "Preacher, I just don't like that old loud preaching." That ain't what you don't like. You don't like that miserable feeling you got. I know what you don't like. You don't like that condemnation. You don't like that spirit that passes by, my friend, and tells you, that's a wrong, and you need help this morning. God can help you. He can. He can help you. He can raise you up. Do you know that? He can raise you up. He most certainly can. What about the little woman that had an issue of blood? 12 long years. 12 long years she had an issue of blood. And she just wanted, my friend, to touch the hem. She didn't want to hug him. She didn't want, my friend, altogether for him to touch her. Brethren, she just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. You know what? She touched him. She touched him. She had done all she knowed to do. She had spent all her living trying to get better. Nothing could help her. But brethren, she touched the hem and it dried up. I believe that. Well, preacher, you believe all them stories in there? I sure do. And you know what Jesus said? He said, "Who touched me?" Huh? Who touched me? I don't know this morning where you been. I don't know where you come from. I really don't know altogether, my friend, even how to finish this message this morning, just to be honest with you. You might think it's strange, but I probably feel a little better than you think I do. It's been wonderful this week. It really has. It's been wonderful. I appreciate what the Lord has done. I appreciate what my heart's been made to feel.
Amen.
I really do. And church, it ought to be encouraging.
Yeah.
It ought to be very encouraging.
Amen.
To you. You know, we talk about that the Spirit of the Lord. And we talk about if we can just get them to the house. And I listen to most all these old-timers talking about prayer. Praying. And I've heard a lot of their children testify to the fact that when their mama and daddy prayed, said they didn't like it too much because they called names. Huh? They call names. And they remember their name being called. Their name. You don't think the Lord can work? Oh, Fonzie Cochran, I've told this many a time. I told it wrong for a long time till Carl straightened me out. But he just let me go. I told him, I said, "Well, you never did tell me no different."
Yeah, listen, Lord.
But Fonzie told me what happened to him. What happened to him? You know what happened to him? He was on the mountain up there making moonshine. He was a moonshiner. That's what he was. And I've always said this. You know what happened to him? You know the only wrong thing he done that seemed like it was wrong to him? He married a Christian woman. Not just a Christian woman, she was a praying woman.
Yeah.
Huh? And she went to church.
Yeah.
She went to meeting. They'd had a 2-week revival over here at Holly Springs. I always said it was here at Mountain View, but it wasn't here at Mountain View. It was over at Holly Springs. 2 weeks. They had been over there. Alfonso on that mountain. He didn't come to a meeting. Best of my knowledge, he didn't come at all that week. 2nd week, on Friday night, brethren, something got a hold of you. Had to. Something got a hold of him. He said, I come off that mountain. He said, I come up in the yard down there, and he said they had done dismissed, but said there's people all around. He said, I just went straight to the altar. Huh? Straight to the altar. Now, I appreciate this. I really do. Church, we can get further than these four walls. But it does take some legs. Do you know that? It takes some legs, but it takes some earnest prayer. It does. It takes some earnest prayer. It doesn't make no difference. Brother Fred Coker used to say, and he was in the Army, he was over here in World War II. He said, Randy, he said, God will get in a foxhole with you. He said, he'll get in a foxhole with you. Think about it. But Fonzie, you know what I appreciate about his testimony? He said he got saved that night. On a Friday night, got saved. Now, I didn't know Fonzie back then. I knowed him later on. Do you know what I really love about this testimony? He said, and I've never went back. Think about it. And I never went back. Huh? I never went back. Some of us think we just got to play around with fire. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Can a man take fire into his bosom and not be burnt? No way. No way. No form, no fashion. It'll burn you every time. Brother, the world ain't got nothing for you. It don't. The world won't satisfy your soul. It won't do it. It might be pleasurous for a while. I never did live in sin. I'm going to be honest with you. I never did live in sin to where it became an unpleasure. I enjoyed myself. I did. I enjoyed it. That wasn't the reason I got saved. No, sir. But I'm going to tell you something. The reason I got saved because I had condemnation all over me and I felt like I was going to die and go to hell. Yes, sir. Come get a verse for song. I don't know your heart this morning. I didn't know a whole lot about church when I got saved. I didn't know a whole lot about condemnation. But I can tell you one thing. When I laid my head on my pillow at night, I did not like what I felt and what I'd realized. What I knowed would happen to me if I died in that condition. And I'm glad this morning, I'm glad that the Lord had mercy on me. I am. I'm glad of where I've been brought from. I really am. Preacher, you just said you had pleasure in it. Brethren, I didn't go back. You know, why, preacher, wouldn't it pleasure us? I didn't go back. Do you hear me? There's something. Yeah. There's something, my friend, about being saved. There's something about being a child of God. There's something, my friend, about being that of the Son of God. Yes, they are. It'll just thrill your soul. It will. It'll thrill your soul. It'll thrill your heart. I could tell you a lot of things. I could tell you a lot of things. You know what bothered me is when I got out of school, I had no unction. School was over when I graduated. I'll just put it that way. I wasn't going nowhere else. I done had about all the learning I wanted. And that's just how I felt. And I was going to get me a job, and I had a job. Had a job before I ever got out. The thing that really, really, really got next to me, I was 17. Fixing to be 18 year old. And I went on a job, public works, carpet mill. And to see how people carried on. Just see how people carried on. I'm not talking about girlfriend, boyfriend. I'm talking about married people. You know how they carried on? Just like they did in school. This one went with that one, and that one went with that one, and yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you a fact. I know it for a fact. Yes, sir. And I thought to myself, well, things ought to be different. Things ought to be different. Shouldn't they? Things ought to be different, folks. And I realized, my friend, in a real world, that it took Jesus to make the difference. Do you know that? It took Jesus to make the difference. Not only will He make a difference, my friend, He'll keep you. But you're going to have to commit some things to Him. You're going to have to give Him some things. Are we tempted? You know temptation is not sin. Just to be tempted is not sin. But brethren, if you're tempted, the Bible says, number one, that God don't tempt man. Not of evil. Read it. But a man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. And when lust conceives, then it brings forth sin. But just to be tempted, just for that thought to come, that's not sin until you or I, as an individual, entertain it. You entertain it, my friend, it'll become your downfall. Yes, it will. It'll cost you. It'll cost you. Be just like Samson. Brother, it cost Samson. Sin, my friend, will. It'll take you further than you want to go. It'll hold you a lot longer than you want to stay. And it'll cost you far more. Far more than you're willing to pay. Where's he brought you from? Where's he brought you from? He took the children of Israel out of Egypt and he put them right over into Canaan's land. Did he not? They was his people. They was his people. God will bless you on your journey. Yes, he will. He'll bless you on your journey. Wherever your journey might take you, he will bless you. Let us stand. Sing a verse of song.